So it's Sundance Week, and some of the biggest, best shows sold out already, but that doesn't mean there's no music to see.
That's right. There's actually a surprisingly wide array of different kinds of music and plenty of opportunities for people to actually buy tickets. In the background, people are probably hearing a little bit of the Foo Fighters right now, and that's going to be the biggest show of the weekend, probably. That's Dave Grohl, leader of the Foo Fighters, formerly of Nirvana, made a documentary called Sound City about this old L.A. recording studio where Nirvana recorded Fleetwood Mac, a lot of your classic 70s rock. In his documentary, he's dragging along a few of the stars like a Stevie Nicks, John Fogerty, the rest of the Foo Fighters. They're playing a show on Friday night. That, of course, sold out almost instantly. They're playing at Park City Live, formerly Harry O's. But at the same venue, if you go check out the website, parkcitylive.net, there's a few other shows you can go to. There's Hip Hop from 2 Chainz. On Wednesday night, you can go see our own Neon Trees, who are part of the scene up there, for a relatively cheap ticket, like $35, which is really cheap in Sundance terminology. Another option is the Star Bar that people might know. It's up at the top of Main Street in Park City. They're reopening just in time for the festival, and they've booked a big lineup of bands like One Republic, Mattis Yahoo, the Jewish rapper, Courtney Love, formerly of Hole, who will be interesting to have her in town around the same time as the Nirvana guys. They've been feuding famously for about 20 years now. So you can buy tickets to all of those shows. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue doing the DJ thing. You need to go to starbarutah.com to check that out. And then another venue down at the bottom of Main Street called Downstairs. It's a basement venue. Lots of DJ stuff going on down there. You go to ticketcake.com and you can find out a lot of different shows there as well.
So if you're wanting to be part of the scene and you missed tickets for the movies, there's still time to get involved in the music.
Yeah, you can still wander around. You can maybe do a little star seeing on the street and then go catch some tunes along the way. And even down here in Salt Lake City at the Beehive Cafe, that's sort of the official Sundance music venue in Salt Lake. And there's free great local music every night down there. So just go to beehivetearoom.com and you can see some great local talent as well.